Shalom to all, and you are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by Al Parsha, and today we're going to be learning the third Aliyah in Parsha's Noach, that's Perek Zayin, Pasuk Yud Zayin. And the Pasuk tells us, Vayihi Mabul Arba'im Yom Al Ha'aretz, and the Mabul was for 40 days on the land. Vayirbu Hamayim, and the waters increased, Vayisu Es HaTeva, and it carried the Teva, Vatarmei Al Ha'aretz, and was lifted from the land. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Zayin, Vatarmei Al Ha'aretz, Mushkas Hoysa Mayim Achas Rei Ama, it was submerged 11 Amis into the water. Kesfina Tu'una, like a loaded ship, HaMushkas Mitzvah Samayim, which is partially submerged into the water. Omikras Shalfanenu Yechichu, and the following Sukkim are going to prove that. Back to Chomash Pasuk Yud Ches, Vayigbaru Hamayim, and the water strengthened, Vayirbu Ma'id, and they greatly increased Al Ha'aretz on the land, Vatelech HaTeva Al Pnei Hamayim, and the Teva floated on the water, Vahamayim Gavru Ma'id Ma'id Al Ha'aretz, and the water strengthened very much on the land, Vayichusu Kol Ha'ar Magvayim, and it covered all the high mountains, Asher Tachas Kol HaShamayim, that were underneath the skies. Chameshosei Amim Milmala, 15 Amos above, Gavru Hamayim, the water strengthened, Vayichusu Ha'arim, and it covered the mountains, Vayigva Kol Basar Haremes Al Ha'aretz, and all the flesh that crawled on the earth perished, ba'if, the birds, ba'behema, and the animals, ba'chai, and the beasts, of chol ha'sheretz, ha'sheretz, ha'la'aretz, and all that crawled on the ground, chol ha'adam, and all people, kol ha'sher nishmas ruachayim ba'apav, mikol ha'sher b'charav ha'mesu, anything that had a living breath inside of it, anything on the dry land died. Let's see Rashi over here, Apostle Chavbeis, nishmas ruachayim, nishima shel ruachayim, a breath of life in it, ha'sher b'charav ha'v'loy dagam shebayam, but not the fish in the sea, only that which lived on dry land, but the fish did not die. Back to Chumash Pasuk Chav Gimel, ba'yimach es kol ha'yikum, and Hashem wiped out all existence, Hashal Pnei Adama, that was on the face of the earth, may Adam from person, ad behema, animal, ad remes, that which crawls, vad oif hashemayim, that which flies in the sky, vayimachum in the arts, and they were wiped out from the land, vayishar ach noach, and only noach was left over, vasher yitama teva, and that which was with him in the teva. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk of Gimel. The second Rashi says, ach noach, levad noach, except for noach. Zeo pshutai, that's a simple understanding. Umayr Shagad, and the Mesha explains, why are we saying ach noach? Ach is a lashon of limitation. Goyneach v'chay hadam, he was actually coughing and spitting blood, mitarcha behemoth v'chai, is because of the difficult work of feeding the animals and the wild beasts, and that's why we say ach noach, he was limited, he wasn't the same noach. V'yesharim, some say, she'echer mzayis la'ari, that he delayed in feeding the lion, v'kisha, and the lion hit him, v'ol of nemer, and an noach had said, hein tzadik ba'aretz yishulam, that tzadik is paid on earth. He was paid for his sins on earth and not up in Shemayim. But over here, ach noach would be understood, a lashon being struck by the lion. So back to Chumash Pasuk of Dalet, v'yigbru ha'mayim al aretz, and the waters strengthened on the land, chamishim masyayim, 150 days. Hashem remembered Noach, ve'ez kol ha'chai, and all the beasts, ve'ez kol ha'behem, and all the animals, asher ita b'teva, that were with him in the teva, v'yavir l'kim ruach ha'la'aretz, and Hashem caused a spirit to pass through the land, v'yishayku ha'mayim, and the water subsided. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Aleph. V'yizkar l'kim, za Hashem midas hadinhu. The name Elikim is Hashem's midah of strict justice. V'nepchu l'midas rachamim, it was changed to midas rachamim by the tefillah ha'tzadikim because of the tefillah of tzadikim. V'yish asem shel rishayim, however, the wickedness of the Rishayim, Hafechas Midas Rachamim Midas Hadin, that changes Midas Rachamim to Midas Hadin. Shenemar, it says previously, Vayar Hashem ki rabba raz ha'adam, Vayim Hashem emcha, v'hu she Midas Rachamim. So previously, Hashem's name was actually used as Midas Rachamim Yudke Vavke, and now it was switched back to Elikim, which is Hashem's Midas Hadin. That's because of the Rishayim. The Pasuk had said, Vayizkar Elikim as Noach. Hashem remembered Noach and the animals. Mazar chalhem la behemos. What did Hashem remember about the animals? Zuchos shalo yishchisu darkim kainim l'chein, the merit that they didn't corrupt their ways before the Mabul, Vishaloshim Shubateva, and they didn't have marital relations in the Teva. Vayavar Elikim Ruach, Ruach Tanchumim Vahanocha Avar Lefanav. Hashem had this spirit of consolation and relief pass in front of him. Al Ha'aretz, Al Iske Ha'aretz, because of the land. Vayashayku, what does this mean? Kemoi Keshay Chamas Hamelach, like the anger of the king subsided, Lashayn Hanochas Chema, subsiding of anger. Back to Chomish Pasuk Beis, Vayisachru Mayanais Tahayim, and the fountains of the deep were closed, Vayrubais Hashemayim, and the windows of heaven, Vayikale Hageshem in Hashemayim, and the rain was withheld from the heavens. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Beis. Vayisachru Mayanois. Kshenifteku Ksev, when the fountains of the deep were opened, it says, Kol Mayanois, all of them were opened. Vakan Ein Ksev Kol, it doesn't say that all of them were closed. And why is that? Lefisha Nishtayir Mehem Oysen Sheish Mehem Tzarech L'Olam. That's because Hashem left some of the fountains of the deep open, the ones that were necessary for the world. Kigoyin Chami Tveria V'Kayetzbehen, like all the hot springs of Tveria, those were actually opened in the days of the Mabul, and those were never closed. Back to Chomash Pasuk Gimel. Vayishuvu Hamayim, and the water receded. Me'al Ha'aretz from the land, Haloich Vashayv, continuously receding. Vayichasru Hamayim, and the water diminished, Miktzei Chamishu Ma'as Yoyim, at the end of 150 days. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Gimel. Miktzei Chamishu Ma'as Yoyim, Hischilu L'Hachsor, they started diminishing. V'hu Echad B'Sivan, and that's the first of Sivan. Ketzad, how does that calculation work out? B'chav Zayin B'Kislev Pasuk Agashamim, on the 27th of Kislev, the rain stopped. Haregil M'Kislev, that's 3 days of Kislev. V'chav Tes M'Teves, another 29 from Teves. Harilam M'Beis, that's 32. Ushvat V'Adar V'Nisan V'Ir, all these months together, Kufi Ches, that's another 118. Harei Kufnun, that's a total of 150. Back to Chomish Pasuk Dalid. Vatonach HaTeva B'chayis HaShvi, and the Teva rested on the 7th month, B'sheva Asur Yom L'Chedesh, on the 17th day of the month, Al Hari Ararat, on the mountains of Ararat. V'hamayim Hayu Halif L'Chasar, and the water continued to recede, Ad Chedesh HaSiri, until the 10th month, and B'Hasiri, B'echel L'Chedesh, on the 10th month, on the 1st of the month, Niru Rashi HaHarim, the tops of the mountains were able to be seen. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Dalid, B'chayis HaShvi, in the 7th month, Sivan, that's talking about Sivan, V'ushvi L'Kislev, that's the 7th month after Kislev, Shabbai Pasku Agishamim, that's when the rains had stopped. We said, B'shiv Asar Yom, on the 17th day, the Teva rested on the mountaintops. Mikana Tolamad, from here we can learn, Shahaisa Teva Mushkas Mamayim Yud Alef Amah, that the Teva was submerged into the water 11 Amas, like we had said previously, and here comes the calculation. Shairik Siv, because the next Pasuk says, B'asiri B'echel L'chedesh near Rosh Harim, on the 10th month, the first of that month, the tops of the mountains were seen. Ze'av, that's referring to Av, Shehu Asir L'Mar Cheshvan, that's the 10th month from Mar Cheshvan, Liridis HaGishamim, from the coming down of the rain. The water was 15 amos above the mountaintops. And in this time period of 60 days, the water receded 15 amos. That's one amma per 4 days. Nimtza, that turns out, that on the 16th of Sivan, so they only receded a total of 4 amos. And the Teva rested that next day. Lamat, you learn from there, that it was submerged 11 amas in the water, sha'ar yasharim, that was on top of the mountains. Let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Vav. Vayhimi Ketz Arbayim Yom, is at the end of 40 days, Vayiftach Noach as Chaloin HaTeva Asher Asa, and Noach opened the window of the Teva that he made. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Vav. Miketz Arbayim Yom, Mishaniru Rosh HaArim, from when the tops of the mountains were able to be seen, as Chaloin HaTeva Asher Asa, Litzoyhar, this was the window that we spoke about previously. V'loize Pesach HaTeva Asu Libiya V'Yitzia, this is not the opening that was made for going and coming, this was just a window. So he opened this window, back to Chumash Pasuk Zayin, Vayishalach as HaArv, and he sent forth the Irev, the raven, Vayetza Yasav Ashav, and it continuously was going and returning, Ad Yavashas Amayim Al Arts, until the water dried from the land. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Zayin, Yatsav Ashav, Hailchumakiv Sivas HaTeva, and went flying around the Teva, Vloy Halch B'Shlichusai, but didn't actually go on his Shlichas that he had sent it forth to go see if the water was dried up. Why didn't it go? Shahaya Chayshtai Al Bazugai, that's because it suspected Noach of wanting to take his partner, Kemash Sheninu Bagaz Chelek, like we learn in the Gat Gemar, Mesech Sanhedrin. Ad Yavashas until the water dried up. Pshuta kemashmoy, this is the simple understanding that it was meant to fly until the water dried up. Aval medrash agada, however, the medrash explains, muchan haya ha'ayv l'shlichas acheres, the ayrev, the raven, was actually prepared for a totally different mission. Batziris kesham me'aliyo, when there was no more rain at the time of aliyo, and Avi Shenemar says, v'ha'arvim mevim le'lechem basar, that the arvim, it was the ravens that brought him lechem and basar. Back to Chomish Pasuk Ches, v'yishalachas hayoyna me'itai, so he sent the dove from him, liris hakalu amayim me'al p'nei adamas, to see if the water had receded from the land. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Ches, Vayishalachas Hayoyna L'Soiv Zayin Yom, and this was at the end of 7 days. Shereik Sivet says later on, Vayiyachal Oy Shivas Yom Mecherim, that he waited another 7 days. Mechlal Zah Tolamed, from here we can learn, Sha'af Barishayna Hoychal Zayin Yom, that even in the beginning he waited 7 days. So in between sending the raven and the dove, he waited 7 days. Vayishalach, and he sent forth. Ein Zeh L'Shein Shlichos, this is not an expression of sending out on a mission, El L'Shein Shiluach, he was sending forth, like, you can go, goodbye, it was nice to see you. Shalcha Lecha Sodarka, he sent the Yoyna along on its way, Ubezai Yirim HaKalumayim, and with that he's going to know if the water receded, She'im Timsa Menoich, if it finds a place to rest, Loi Tashav Elov, so then it's not going to return to him. But back to Chomish Pasuk Tez, V'loi Matzah Yoyna Menoich L'chaf Ragla, the dove did not find rest for its feet, V'tashav Elov Al Teva, and returned to him to the Teva, Kimayim Al Pnei Kol Arts, because there was still water on the whole land, V'yishlach Yodav Eikachel, he sent out his hand and he took her, V'yave Aysa Elov Al Teva, and he brought her to him into the Teva. V'yachel Oy Chivas Yom Macherim, and he waited another 7 days, V'yosef Shalach Asa Yoyna Min HaTeva, and he sent the Yonah forth again from the Teva. V'tavi Elov HaYoyna L'Eis Erev, and the dove came back towards the evening, V'hine Alei Zayis Taref Befia, and behold, there was an olive leaf that it was plucked in its mouth. V'yed Danoach, and Noach knew Ki Kalu HaMayim El Arz, that the water had dried up and had receded from the land. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Aleph, and take a look at the second Rashi, Taref Chataf, it had plucked this olive leaf. U'medrash Hagadah, and the Medrash explains, L'shein Mazoin, this is an expression of food. V'darshu, and Chazal Darshan, Befiha, this food was in its mouth. L'shein Mamer, as if to make the following statement, Amrit said, Yum is a nice amirayim kezayis biyadish hakash baruchu. It's better than my food. It's bitter like an olive, but coming straight from Hashem. V'loim asukum kedvash, and not sweet like honey bidei basar v'dam, but coming from man. Back to Chomish Pasuk Yud Beis, Vayyachal oyd shivas yam acherim, and he made himself wait another 7 days. Vayishalach es hayoyna, and he sent forth the yoyna again. V'loyas v'shuv elav oyd, and did not return to him again. Vayhi bachas v'sheish meis shana, it was 601 years, barishayin on the first month, be'echal l'chaydash, on the first first of the month, Charvu Hamayim Me'al Ha'aretz, the water dried up from the land, Vayasur Noach Es Mechzei HaTeva, and Noach removed the covering of the Teva, Vayar V'hinei Charvu Pnei Adama, and he saw, behold, the entire face of the earth had dried up. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Barishayin, Rabbi Lezer, Kont Rabbi Lezer, who Tishrei, that's referring to Tishrei, and Rabbi Shua, Kont Rabbi Shua, who Nisan, that's Nisan. Charvu, Nasak Min Tit, it was made like mud, Sharkarmu Pnei Shal Maila, that the top layer had formed a crust. Back to Chomesh Pasuk Yud Dalet, Uvachadish Hasheni, and on the second month, B'Shiva V'Esrim Yem HaChadish, on the 27th day of the month, Yavshah Ha'aretz, the land dried up. Let's see Rashi V'Yir Pasuk Yud Dalet, B'Shiva V'Esrim, V'Yir Dasan B'Chadish Hasheni B'Yud Zayin. When the rain started, it started on the second month, on the 17th, not on the 27th. So why this extra 11 days and not have it a year exactly to the day, 17 to 17? Why 17 to 27? So Elu Yud Alef Yamim, these are the extra 11 days, Shacham Yisrael Levana, that the solar cycle is longer than the lunar cycle. Shemishpat Dar Hamabel Shana Tamima Haya, because the judgment of the Dar Hamabel was a full year, so we have to get a full year according to both the lunar cycle and the solar cycle. Yavsha dried up, Nasa Garid Kilchasa, it became dry land as it was supposed to be. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with the fourth Aliyah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.